Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. So if you got your Bibles, go with me to the book of Micah. One of my favorite prophets, Micah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. But as I said, for those just now listening, the Lord spoke through Sister Wee Hunt a little bit ago, and the translation in tongues is that God is here. He's not just passing by. He's in the building. Praise God. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. And he's here to touch, save, heal, and deliver. Hallelujah, amen. Jesus. Micah chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. If you can, please stand for the reading of God's word in reverence to him. Before I read, Father, hide me behind the cross. Let it be none of me but all of you. Spend through these lips of clay, and I leave here singing, I got just what I wanted and more from the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. I will surely assemble, O Jacob, all of thee. I will surely gather the remnant of Israel. I will put them together as the sheep of Bozra, as the flock in the midst of their fold. They shall make great noise by reason of the multitude of men. We're making a great noise. Huh? I said chapter 2, Micah chapter 2, verse 12 through 13. Thank you, Jesus. It said that he would gather them together and they would make a great noise. His sheep would make a great noise, the sheep of his pastor. They're going to praise God today. That's what we're happening today. Thank you, Jesus. The last verse is, the breaker is come. Hallelujah. The breaker is come up before them. They have broken up and have passed through the gate and are gone out by it, and their king shall pass before them. Hey! And their king shall pass before them, and the Lord on the head of them. He's passing over here today. He's now staying. He passed by, and he heard the great noise of his people. And now he is gathered with us today. You may be seated in the house of God. He's gathered with us now today. He started out passing by. Now he's in the multitude of his people. The Bible says that God inhabits the praises of his people. God's got a habit of inhabiting the praises of his people. Hallelujah. And today I want to entitle this message, The Remnant of the Anointing, because there's a breaker anointing in this place today. Yes, the breaker is here, and if you didn't know, the breaker is another name for the Messiah. He's walked through many names throughout the Old Testament, and the breaker is one of them. Hallelujah. Another name that he's walked under is the rod, the staff. He walked under the staff. Hallelujah. It said the staff shall not depart. Nor the scepter, that's it. The scepter shall not depart. Hallelujah. Until the end shall come. Hallelujah. That's over there in the book of Exodus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. But it talks about the breaker anointing.
All right.
And it talks about how God would send the breaker ahead of us. God has already sent the breaker ahead of us. He's here this morning. He was here before we got here. He was here 3,000 years before we got here. He was here before time even began. And he's here right now. The sister talked about the anointing. Everybody's talking about the anointing. Lord have mercy. We are in the anointing. Could y'all turn that mic down just a hair? Hallelujah. Just by a hair's whisker. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. But the breaker anointing is here today. The anointing that destroys the yoke is here today. There is going to be yokes destroyed because of the anointing. Sister said that earlier. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God's going to destroy some yokes off his people's neck this morning. Thank you, Jesus. They've been choked out by the enemy long enough. Thank you, Jesus. Now, jump over here to Isaiah chapter 10. Verse 27 through 29. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27 through 29. Why do I say it twice? Because people never hear it the first time. Just teasing. I'm in a good mood this morning. The anointing is already flowing. The power is already moving. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And it shall come to pass. If you ain't got it, say I'm going to get it. Amen. I'll just wait a few more minutes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When you got it, say amen. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27 through 29. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
And it shall come to pass on that day that his burden shall be taken away. You can even put yourself in there. His burden, her burden, somebody's burden's going to be taken away today. Hallelujah, Jesus. And it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off his shoulders and his yoke from off the neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. The anointing destroys the yoke.
Yes,
there are things in our life we just can't seem to get past certain habits, certain issues, but Jesus is here to deliver, mighty to save, mighty to deliver. He's the miracle working God today as it was 2,000 years ago. He's still doing miracles. He's still healing the sick, casting out devils. He's still doing what he said he would do. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Don't be weary in well-doing.
Amen.
Don't feel discouraged. When all hope seems lost, that's when God is going to bring you through what you're going through. I'm telling you something today. I've seen him break the power of nicotine. I've seen him break the power of coke addiction. I've seen him break the power of cancer. And not just break it, he destroys it. First time it breaks it, then he destroys it. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. The breaker anointing is here. Some things might be broken in your life, messed up, bound up. But let me tell you what Jesus is going to do this morning. He's going to send his power, and the anointing's going to destroy the yoke this morning. The anointing is going to touch your body. The anointing's going to touch your mind. The anointing's going to break you free from anything that's bound you up, because the breaker anointing is in this house. Can somebody say amen? That the breaker anointing is here. God is here to fully deliver, fully save, fully set free, baptizing in the Holy Ghost and fire. If you're lost or backslid, today's your day to come back home. Today's your day to come to the foot of the bloody bleeding cross of Calvary and be changed again, to be rearranged again. When that thief, when that thief was on the cross, he said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. But there's something different about that. King James don't tell it like it is on that one. If you go back to the original translation he used in Greek on the cross, it says, reassemble me. Reassemble me when you come into your kingdom. Remember my life. Reassemble my life together. Woe is me, Isaiah said, for I am undone in the presence of Almighty God. But he had an encounter that he knew the anointing would destroy the yoke. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Now, you know, God went throughout the Old Testament, even in the New Testament, delivering his people time and time again from whatever was binding them up. They had something. The enemy will put stuff on your shoulders and on mine sometimes that we were never meant to carry. But God said in his word, he said, I'll not put on you what you cannot bear. So if there's something you can't bear, if there's a cross that's getting a little bit too heavy, let me tell you something. That anointing that destroys the yoke is here today, and it's going to destroy the yoke before you choke. Because remember what Jesus said? He said, put on my yoke and learn of me. Take of me and learn of me, for my burden is easy, and my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Sometimes we just got to take a second look down that trail of eternity and see the blood prints of the feet of our Messiah Jesus that done walked down that blood path. And he said, if you'll just follow me, I've done cleaned the hedges out. I've done cleaned everything out. All you got to do is come to me and you're going to be all right. Follow me. He didn't say the path wouldn't get hard and we wouldn't get tired. He did say that we would get tired, because he said that in his word. He said, don't be weary in well-doing. Man of God, I prophesy to you, don't be weary in well-doing. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. That's what people need to hear about, the anointing again. We need to preach good old-fashioned anointing again down in the church. Bring the anointing down like it was on the day of Pentecost. He said, you stay in Jerusalem till you're endued with power from on high. What did he mean by that? He says, I'm going to clothe you. That word in Jew means to clothe. He said, I'm going to clothe you with power from on high. You're going to put on some glory garments this morning. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. You've been having some weeping garments, but weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hey, let me tell you something. God has put himself into a corner. The way he has his prophets preach, he puts us into a position where we had to put him in a corner, and he's just got to move because he's God. He's going to move on your behalf. He's going to move on your behalf. He's going to move on your behalf. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost, because he's God. He can do it. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. He puts his own name on the line. He said, by my name it shall be done. In my name. So if he don't do it, then he really wasn't worth serving. Because he put his own name on the line. Said, if I can't do it, then why follow me? He said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. Hallelujah. Joshua said, choose ye this day whom you will serve. And then he started going through their false gods list. He said, this is their gods before the flood. This is the gods of Egypt. And he said, but for me and my house, he said, you can have your little gods that can't do nothing. But he said, for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. He came into an encounter with the anointed and said, I'm not giving up on the anointed, because the anointing ain't giving up on me. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I want you to know, I was praying the other day, and the Lord spoke to me, and he said, son, if you honor my word will honor you. If you do what I tell you to do, then I'm going to work it out. See, Pastor, today you're seeing the fruit of your labor. You ain't missed it. You ain't, don't be weary. I'm telling you by the Holy Ghost, you didn't miss it. This is the start of the abundance of the harvest. For 2020 is the year that you will live to see everything that God promised you to come to pass, Pastor. In Jesus' name, glory to God. I'm so happy to be in the house of God. This is home for me. Inner Fountain Ministries is my home. And my pastor, hallelujah, Pastor Roger and Linda, I love them. They are the most anointed people. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to be in an anointed house, because if the Holy Ghost little sweat here. I love what he said. You might as well take your pocketbook and go on home. You know, the anointing of the Holy Ghost stay here. You might as well pack up and go down the road and go somewhere else, because if the anointing wasn't here, but do you feel the anointing this morning? I was feeling cold this morning. I got up here and started sweating the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. And started sweating the Holy Ghost. Let me tell you about the anointing real quick. I'm just letting the Holy Ghost have his way today. Pastor knows me. I use notes all the time. I ain't using notes this morning. Whatever the Holy Ghost is going to do, he's going to do. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm preaching from one of my spiritual father's Bibles today. Praise God. Hallelujah. It was a gift to me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. One of them, I got many. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Let me say this today. The anointing is tangible.
Yes.
It's tangible. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. I take this coat off. I'm burning up. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank God heaven's going to be wonderful and perfect temperature, because I tell you, it's hot right now, glory to God, but hell's a lot hotter. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. There's a reason that ministers burn when we preach. Because he said he makes his ministers flames of fire. I've already told everybody, when I go to heaven, I hope they see a big old fireball leave this world. Instead of an asteroid coming down, I hope they see one going up. Defying the laws of gravity. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. The anointing is tangible. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
The Bible said as Paul preached, they cut cloth from his garments and sent them out. That's where the prayer cloth first came from. Did you know that? It first came from Paul. Paul was preaching and they would cut his clothes off while he was preaching, because the anointing would hit him and demons were coming out of people. Souls were being saved. Sick bodies was being healed. But it ain't just tangible from a prayer cloth point of view. It's also tangible with just walking by somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Wait a minute. Thank you, Jesus. Come here, Pastor. Come here. Hallelujah. Somebody was sick. The anointing would walk by them, and the shadow of the man of God would touch the man of God. Hallelujah. It would touch somebody. It would touch somebody bound up, and the anointing destroyed the yoke. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The anointing destroys the yoke. It's tangible. It's touchable. You can touch the anointing. That's why Brother Benny Hinn, he'll take his coat and throw it on people. People think he's out of his mind, but he ain't out of his mind. He's in a place of the Spirit that he knows that this is how the anointing's going to be transferred. It's transferable. You know what? A lot of people have been praying and praying and praying, and they ain't got nothing yet. God's just been priming the pump, honey. Because let me tell you, by the Holy Ghost, glory to God, the Bible shows us that according to the book of Revelation, that there is a tipping point to our prayer life. There's a point in heaven where our prayers go up as a memorial before God, and they reach a tipping point, and God pours them back down upon the earth. Can somebody say amen? He's doing it now. Somebody say he's doing it now. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. The anointing destroys the yoke. It heals you. It delivers you. It gives you an identity. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When the anointing touched the dry bones of when somebody who wasn't right with God touched the bones of a dead prophet, that anointing brought it back to life, and he had an encounter with the anointing. Thank you, Jesus. Let me tell you, that man wasn't a good man. Even though the anointing raised him from the dead, that man wasn't a good man. He went and did a lot of damage to Israel. Why would God raise him? Because everybody's got a destiny. Some vessels were meant for destruction. Others meant for the glory of God. So let me tell you, that's why God raised him up, because he still had an assignment to finish. Thank you, Jesus. But let me tell you, God used his that man's evil way, God still got the glory from it. He turned Israel back to God. Because he was a violent man. And Israel cried out, God, where are you? Rescue us. And God said, I'm on the way.
No.
Glory to God. God will put you in a position sometimes where you got no choice but to believe. Amen. You've got no choice but to say, Lord, I just surrender. Lord, I just trust you. And when you trust the Lord, the Bible said, if there be any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. I'm so glad that elders of the church are here. I'm so glad the pastors are here today, because there's a special anointing God told me he was going to release over the pastors today, over the ministers that came today, evangelists, pastors. If you know you've got a call on your life, God's going to release a special anointing. Today is that day. It's a day of release, because it ain't no coincidence that we're preaching on the 5th, because 5th is the number of grace. But it's also the number of the fivefold ministry.
Yes, sir.
God's getting ready to let his people take another dip.
Yes,
it is. Ooh, oh, they're getting ready to take another dip in the gospel. Another dip in the anointing, another level for people today. This is your day to go up another level. Oh, hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Today is the day to go up another level. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. But it says the anointing destroys the yoke. Go over now to Isaiah 61:1, and I'm getting ready to close out. I ain't doing a long message this morning, but that's all right. I feel the Holy Ghost moving me in a different direction this morning. Thank you, Jesus. So after the word goes forth, then the miracles are going to happen. Thank you, Jesus. Because I hear what the Lord said in Mark chapter 16. He said, miracles, signs, and wonders will follow them that believe. You know, I could stand up here and preach all day to you, but if the anointing doesn't lift it, I can't
do it. You better say it.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of preachers don't know when to shut up. They talk in the pulpit with no anointing in their life. But I love what Kenneth Hagin said. He said, when the anointing lifts, you got to go in the next level of it. You can't. I'm like the children of Israel following the cloud right now. I'm just following the cloud. God shifted, and I hear the Lord say to get ready to close this part of the message out. But next is coming the anointing, the touch, the tangible power of God is going to fall today, because he's here in this place. I'm going to say this right now by the Holy Ghost. I don't normally talk like this, but God just shifted me right there. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor, there's a lot of skirt chasers in the church instead of chasers for the garment of the glory of God. They chase around for skirts in the church, pastors do. But they should be chasing the presence of God. There's a lot of people in spiritual adultery right now, chasing after other things other than the presence of God. They've got other occupations and other ideas and other designs in their own minds, saying, I'll just do this and I'll still love Jesus. I'll go ahead and do what I know God's telling me not to do, and I'll still love Jesus because grace covers it. I'm so sick of hearing people misuse God's grace.
Amen.
Even in the Old Testament, before Jesus come, God had grace.
Amen.
But there was a priest that mishandled God's mercy.
Uh-huh. Yes,
it is. The Bible said he touched the ark, and he was split in two.
Yeah.
He mishandled God's mercy.
Amen.
I'm not saying God ain't merciful. Boy, howdy, he is merciful. Look at me. He could have killed me when he had the chance. And he still had the chance. But he said, I'm going to use you. I told y'all the other day when I was preaching, I said that God just needs a few good men, a few good women to preach the gospel. To not even just preach, just walk up to somebody, lay hands on them, say, God loves you. You know, I tell you something. The reason I'm careful about ordaining people, one reason, because the Bible says two things, really. One, know those who labor among you.
Uh-huh.
And the Bible says, lay hands on no man suddenly, unless you become a partaker in their sin. But the issue with that is, People say, well, I can't lay hands on this sick person, I might get sick. I can't lay hands on this demon possessed person, I might get demon possessed. That ain't what the Bible was talking about. It says when you've got the anointing to use it, but be careful when you're placing your mantle on other people. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. I don't know where that came from. The Lord just shot that in my spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 61 and 1, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. Those that are humble enough to receive it. Those that are saying, yeah, I know I'm a sinner. Yeah, I know I got issues in my life. But I'm coming to you just as I am. Just as I am without one plea. That you, my Lord, would ransom me. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. It's interesting that the electronics failed this morning, and we had to revert back to the old-time singing.
Yes, sir.
That's the old-time anointing. Praise God. The old-time anointing met with this new day anointing. Praise God. The latter and the former came together, and now the cup's going to run over.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, and he has sent me to proclaim liberty to them that are captive and the opening of prison doors to them that are bound. God is going to break the doors of the prison apart today and destroy every bit of it. Thank you, Jesus. When God broke Paul and Silas out of prison, there wasn't one bit of that prison left standing. And not only him and Silas, but everybody that was in that prison came out. Thank you, Jesus. They all came out. When you get your deliverance, other people can get theirs. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. As you do for others, God will make happen for you. But you know what? They praise their way out of the prison. They look past the pain, look past the anguish, and they praised their way out of the prison. And that one act of obedience to praise God in the midst of the problem brought them the solution, and everybody else got free that was around them.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sometimes we can't revert to new technology to worship. We just got to worship God the way we know he wants to be worshiped, the way he deserves to be worshiped. Like Sister said, we owe God the worship.
Amen.
He done did too much for me than to not give him glory. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. I'm trying to hurry up. I know the Lord's moving in a different direction, and I'm trying to get right here to the end of this part. Praise God. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Hallelujah. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy, the anointing of joy for the mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You need the anointing of joy today. Hebrews 1:9 says, I'm going to anoint you with the oil of gladness, even above your brethren. Other people get jealous of the anointing already on your life.
Yes,
wait till they see what God does next with your life. Because think about this. Jesus opened that scripture up when he first stood up to declare who he was in the synagogue. He said, and he found the scripture that was read about him. And he said, I fulfilled it. And he closed the book.
Amen.
He read it, said, this is me. Closed the book. And he said, here I am. And he made a declaration of who he was that day.
Amen.
If our Messiah can be so bold, why can't we admit who we are in him?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. There's a lot of people out there in witchcraft today, living for the devil, casting spells. But let me tell you something. If they can be so bold to say they serve the devil, why can't we be so bold to say we serve God?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's wear some white in our life, spiritually speaking. Let's go around in the glory garments. Let them look at us and say, what's different about you than what's with me? There's something about you different than there is with me. And you can proudly tell them because we carry the glory. You ain't got to wear a suit and a tie to let people think you're anointed. You can wear blue jeans and a dress shirt. You can wear blue jeans and a t-shirt, whatever you want to wear. You ain't got to be dressed up to impress up anybody.
All right.
You know, I wanted to tell y'all this. The anointing is here.
Amen.
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 And I was gonna have Pastor play a song, but that went out the window. That's all right. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. There is healing in this house by Destiny Rambo. That's what I was wanting to be played, but there is healing in this house.
Amen.
Salvation in this house. Salvation, sozo. Meaning completely lacking nothing.
All right.
I've already come to the end of my message. That's it. Praise God. Amen. If you need healing or deliverance, if you need salvation, whatever you need is at the altar today. Maybe you've lost your way and you know you need to come back home today.
Yeah.
I feel that in the spirit. Thank you, Jesus. You lost your way, but you're ready to come back home today. You feel God tugging at your heart.
Yes, hallelujah.
The altar is open. Don't ignore the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. If you feel God tugging, come. Come in Jesus' name. Be restored to God today. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He said, if you'll be ashamed to acknowledge me, I'll be ashamed to acknowledge you before my Father in heaven. So if you, I'm just going to pray this right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every hindering spirit that would try to stop people from coming to this altar. In the name of Jesus, the altar was made for us to lay things down. Lord, I love you and I thank you right now for the authority over every worker of darkness. Satan, I charge you by Christ, take your hands off of the body of Christ. In Jesus' name, let people come. I command you and take your hands off of their life. In the name of Jesus Christ, by the power of the anointing of the Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus. Amen. If anybody's lost, come now. Or if anybody wants to return home, come now. The altar is open. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. You want to come back home to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. This is what it's all about, Pastor. Praise God. When people come around, stand with her. Praise God. Come stand with her. Women of God, stand with her. Hallelujah. This is the moment. The greatest hour for salvation. Pray this. Jesus, I come back to you.
Come back to you.
I repent of my sins. And I surrender my life. Fully to you. Wash me. Cleanse me. Fill me with your spirit. That I might make heaven my home. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, thank you for restoring your daughter to the kingdom. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost, set her free, God. Right now, I rebuke every devil of bondage. Everything that lies to her and says she's not good enough, I break its power. You hear me, spirit that torments her mind. Come out in Jesus' name. I charge you by Christ. Loose your hold. Let her go free in Jesus' name. There it is. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Throw it up. Come out. It's going to go. If you feel nauseated, let me know. We'll get you a trash can. If you feel nauseated, let me know. Feel good. Right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Right now, in the name of Jesus. I command that spirit. Come out. It's held you. It's held her long enough.
see him looking at me. Come out, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. No, I charge it up. Go, it's Jesus' name. Whoa,
Jesus. In your
name, Lord. Lord. Deliverance right now. Deliverance. Every spirit that be not of God, come out of her. In Jesus' name. Total deliverance. Total healing. Total freedom. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Anybody else need prayer? Anybody else need deliverance? Hallelujah. Anybody else need prayer? Come now. The altar is open.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You said you were here this morning, God. I feel your presence, God, standing beside me. And I touch her as you command me to touch her. In Jesus' name, I command, in the name of Jesus, that bladder be lifted back into place. The kidneys be healed. Thank you. Lord, touch the kidneys, God. I rebuke every infection in the blood that has tried to form because of the result of this operation. God, when the hands of man have failed, you do it, God. In Jesus' name. Power.
Yes,
of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, God.
Destroy this yoke.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
God.
Hallelujah.